4338.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, Coast to Coast, and all those spots in between. We are thrilled to have you on board here at our little show. You can always join the conversation, 800-259-5791, or flip us an email at americatonight.net. Congress talking about pushing immigration now over the climate bill. Are you kidding? Maybe they're actually listening to talk radio. But wait, I thought they didn't like talk radio. We're going to dive into that. Plus, passengers desperate still to get on planes. Yes, some of the ash cloud has lifted and travel is getting back to normal. But what do you do when you've got a backlog of 5 to 6 days in some cases and you're trying to catch up? It's very difficult is the answer to that. You know that old expression like when you went to Disneyland or one of the amusement parks in Sandusky or somewhere else, you know, in Jackson, New Jersey, some of you can relate to that. Where you had cutters? You had cutters. You had cutters all over Europe because the frustration level was off the Richter scale. Speaking of the Richter scale, earthquakes and women who are promiscuous. Boy, that was kind of like the shot heard around the world. We'll dive into that if you missed it on our last show. And right here at the top, congratulations to Steve Kay because he won our Cobra S2 driver. Woo-hoo-hoo! Way to go on our fair or foul contest the other night. And I'm sure, Steve, by now everybody has called you in your own backyard and beyond, but we just want to say congratulations once again. We have many more exciting giveaways coming up in the next couple of weeks here on this show. All right, let's jump right to it, and we'll start with immigration because now suddenly it's on the front burner. Isn't it convenient? It's been really on a back shelf for so long, and here we do have those midterm elections. There's going to be a lot of sidestepping, I think. But in Arizona, let's start there. The immigration law that we talked about that the governor, Brewer, had to sign to make it effective now that it's gone through the House, gone through the Senate there on the state level. In a nutshell, police can pull over. I know we've talked about this before. I'm going to really dumb it down. Cops can pull over people and basically profile them if they think they're in the country illegally. It didn't take long for the Mexican government to say, oh no, they don't like it. They criticized the law backwards, forwards, and everywhere in between. In fact, the Mexican Foreign Relations Department said in a statement that was relayed through the U.S. Embassy that they viewed it with great concern, saying it could have some potentially serious effects on the civil rights of Mexican nationals. Well, how does that affect the civil rights of Mexican nationals? Because they're living under the wire in our country illegally. If I go to Mexico, am I allowed or afforded to do the same thing? The answer is no. Of course they're concerned. And the reason for the concern is most of the money, besides tourism dollars, most of the money that is poured into Mexico and the budget actually comes from people that are living in the United States, maybe some of them legally, but a great many of them illegally sending money back. So the statement went on a little bit further, and I got a hold of it earlier in the day. I'm sure it's all over the place now, but this is a direct quote. Mexico views with concern the possible negative effects the measure could have, if approved, on the development of the ties, ready for this, of friendship, culture, commerce and tourism that have characterized Mexico's relations with Arizona for generations. Here's the thing. The law approved by the legislators, as I mentioned, waiting for Governor Jan Brewer to sign it. She's expected to sign it. She's been complaining. She's been asking for National Guard troops. I can't imagine she won't do it. What this new law would do is it would make it a state crime for people who come into the country illegally to be in Arizona without documents, period, end of story. That's it. Mexico says the bill opens the door to the inappropriate use of racial profiling. What is the inappropriate use if somebody's in the country illegally. If I'm a police officer and this is what I do for a living and I'm charged with this, that if I pull somebody over, they got a busted taillight. The registration isn't up to date. They don't have a registration. They don't have a plate, whatever. First of all, ding, 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 lots of signs are going to go up there. But in some other situation, if I'm arresting someone on suspicion of something else, of course I'm going to find out. And yes, there's going to be profiling. I don't know if I think I would even call it racial. What if somebody who doesn't speak English, you just ask for the documents, they don't have the documents. There you go. How many people are in this country illegally? They say 11.8. That's bogus. I don't buy that number one bit. You can probably add at least another 8 million onto it, at least, and I'm being generous. A large percentage of just the Mexicans, let's give them that number. Let's say it's 12 million. We'll just go with that number. A large of them are undocumented, and Arizona has been one of the main stays, one of the main routes for undocumented migration into the United States because it's a desert, because there's ways to get through. And the problem is, when they had the laws on the books, like the ICE guys, they turned their heads and they didn't enforce it. So now, here we are, 2.5 decades later, and we're in this mess. And yeah, if you live in the Midwest, if you live in the Northeast, even though there are plenty of people that are in the country illegally, it's not the same kind of problem that they have in Arizona. Because it's worse, my friends. The rape trees, the dead bodies, the sad stories, frankly, of the people trying to get in, too. There's the other side of it, who are being preyed on by their own people who are taking money to try to get them into the United States. It is a terrible problem in Arizona with the gangs, with the drugs, with the hospitals being overrun with people in the country illegally. So you have to take the blinders off. Because you just can't keep going down this road. If I were the governor of Arizona, and she's been screaming for help, and nobody's listening. She needed National Guard. No National Guard. They just couldn't get as many as she needed on the border. It's the same problem they're starting to have in New Mexico and other spots as well. And on the heels of what's happening in Arizona, now Congress is sitting up and taking note and saying that they might push that bill, the immigration bill, over the climate bill. It's going to be a massive fight for the rest of the year, guaranteed. And this is an election year, so that plays the whole political thing into what's going on. The people who are up for election, depending on re-election, depending on who they represent. Democratic leaders are trying to get immigration reform because it could be a good move for them, or because with the climate bill, that could hurt them a little bit more. So, you know, it's sort of like you're juggling, okay, who do I represent, which hurts me the least? And that's, I think, what's going on here. And, hey, it's not that the Republicans don't play the same political games, but this is ripe for this. And Pelosi meets with Reid. They talk about both the bills. They decide which one might be able to pass. Flip a coin. Oh, immigration. Let's go with immigration. Coming up next for something completely different, we're going to talk about colors with Stu Slackman. Why is it important? You'll find out.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant 20%. $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoubleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Once again, it's time for Sports Shorts here on America Tonight. Kate, hanging with you coast to coast, everywhere in between, left and right in those gray areas. We are going to pound Ben Roethlisberger. In fact, if you go to AmericaTonight.net, I wrote a little something about Big Ben and his woes. Who better to join us to jaw about athletes than somebody who associates people with colors, and I'll explain that. Stu Slackman's written a book called Four People You Should Know and How You Can Profit from Personality Perspectives, actually knowing people's personalities, a little bit about the way they could react to things, or if you're going to an interview and the person interviewing you. I think that anybody in sales, but anybody in life, so many of you are out there, you know, tracking into different interviews and you're trying to figure out, what do I need to say? What should I say? How am I going to get across to this person? Because it is all about that one-to-one deal. And with athletes, it's the same thing. It's like we want to feel them, touch them, know them. And because I've talked about this before, Lefty Phil Mickelson has been a guest on my show a bunch of times in my career. Even from the get-go, my very first sports radio show in California, he was one of the first guests, and he was then a very good golfer at ASU, and he had such a neat personality that we kind of connected and followed each other's careers along the way. And I was thrilled when he won the Masters, as many of you were, including Stu, who's in the wings. Stu, wasn't that something to watch Phil Mickelson take the green jacket again for the third time?
I loved it because he is my favorite golfer. He is just incredible because of his charisma. I'll never forget, I think it was the Memorial he won in 2007, and after he won it, the commentator put him up there and said, Phil, tell us about that last two shots on the last hole, and he stopped him in his tracks and said, no, first thing I want to do is say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And that is so indicative of his orange personality style, because it's all about having fun with people, and that is Phil Mickelson all the way.
Oh, absolutely. Let's explain to people. You talk about the four people you should know, the colors. And it's
yes.
blue, gold, green, and orange. Now, you just pegged
right.
Phil as an orange. And
yes.
you and I, we had lunch last week, and you told
yes.
me before that I'm all about orange. Why
yes.
why do Phil and I have that in common?
Well, the orange personality, and it's a right brain person. Blue and orange are right brain, left and gold gold and green are left brain. But it's the orange personality that's all about excitement, action, competition, living for the moment, enjoying people, and just having a good time, cutting up, laughter. In that part of the brain, you have imagination, impulse, perception. And so it's all about the interaction with people and having fun. But the competitive spirit is in the orange personality, whereas the blue is about feelings, peace, and people. It's also very heavily into relationships, also being right brain, but they're less aggressive and they're more creative and into music. The gold personality is very traditional and formal, being a left brain, and they're very good at naming, ordering, and speech, and they're very decisive. And they like to play team sports also and be part of clubs. The green personality is the engineer, the logical, the innovative, perceptive, futuristic, and very detailed. In fact, Tiger Woods is a green personality, and there's a very big difference there.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, him being a green personality, when everything blew up around him with his personal life, all
yeah.
the women came out with the stories. What's that like for a green personality? How do they deal with that?
They go into a corner and think heavily. They want to be alone. And he's a loner. He's an introvert. So it was kind of greens could be chameleons. And so he internalized that. Where if that happened to Phil Mickelson, you know, he would come out immediately, apologize. He would have an audience of news reporters probably for like 4 hours and let them ask anything. Where Tiger, who was very tight-lipped, he had a five-minute statement. And then later, a month later, he opened up the interview a little bit more. But the green personality, that was a surprise for a green personality. But then again, it could happen to anybody.
Boy, yeah, no kidding. Hey, let's talk about a couple other sports people. Bill Parcells,
yeah.
who has certainly hoisted the Lombardi Trophy. He had a chance to do it with the Patriots. He did it with the Giants. He went to
yeah.
Dallas and decided that's it for coaching, goes to Miami so he can be the overall guy in Miami but not the coach. But I think everybody listening knows the name Bill Parcells. What kind of guy is he color-wise? How does that match up with his personality?
I believe he is gold and then green. He is very disciplined, very hardworking, and he dictates. And so if you're a right-brain person, like an orange or a blue, you might not get along with him. And a good example is T.O. When he played for him, he struggled, but when Wade Phillips came in, T.O. actually said, I am much more relaxed this year, and he had his best year ever under Wade Phillips the first year. So Wade came in with a totally different perspective, but Bill Parcells is one of the best coaches ever because he knows what to do. He's very strategic. He understands the plays, which is a green thing, like John Madden, I believe, is a green. But he was very successful with the Giants and the Patriots and the Jets. He knew what
mm-hmm.
he was doing, and he brought them from, you know, down to nothing all the way to either with the Giants Super Bowl and with, you know, the other teams. He brought them, I believe, to the Super Bowl or the game before.
Yeah, with the Jets, this game before with the Patriots, boy, he did take him
yeah.
to the Super Bowl with Drew Bledsoe, but that just didn't work out. But you're right, I
yeah.
totally agree with that about his personality. A lot of people
yeah.
listening to us in the New York, Connecticut area, I hate to say it, they're Yankee fans. They like Alex
yeah.
Rodriguez because I'm a Philly
yeah.
fan. So, like, I cried real tears when the Phillies lost to the Yankees last year in the World Series. But A-Rod finally gets his World Series ring. What
yeah.
do you think his personality is like?
Orange. I think he's orange. He's a competitor. And I'll tell you this. This is something. Greens cultivate their minds and oranges cultivate their body. They're very into their body. And it's just the sensory perceiving person. So taking steroids, that is something an orange personality would do before any of the other three. And now I don't know if he did that or not. They say he might have.
Right.
But Madonna, he was visiting Madonna. Now, we don't know what he was doing with Madonna, but that is something an orange personality would go and do. And so I think he's probably orange. And remember, most athletes would fall into the orange category because of the competitive nature. So I would think he's in that category.
Right, oranges. So a lot of oranges we've been talking about. All right, I was thinking about this today. This, I mean, really, it is that whole thing of trying to, because I think a lot of people are, they're looking for jobs or they're looking to get a better job or they're doing whatever they're doing interviewing-wise or they're in sales. Really, you do have to try to get to know the person, even if it's you're going in blind. How do you do that? Do you just try to size them up? When you sit down, like if I go, I think I could do it because after talking to you, I think I could sit across from someone and get a good feeling and know when they're just so green, I can't, my ha-ha funny jokes are not going to work.
Yeah, that is a great point because it's the only model I think that you could recognize someone's personality after 10 minutes. If they are friendly, if they start out with small talk, if you know right away they're a right brain person, which puts them either orange or blue. If they are action-oriented and they talk a lot about themselves or things they've done, they're orange. If they're more interested in you and asking a lot about you, they're blue. If there's no small talk and they have an agenda and they're very formal and serious, they are gold. And if they're highly inquisitive and asking you very tough questions and you're not really that comfortable with them, they're green, and especially, you know, both of us are orange. For us to sit down with a green that doesn't want to start with small talk and starts asking us tough questions, you know, that's not our favorite start.
No, that is definite. I have been in that situation, and trust me, I didn't get the broadcasting gig because it just is too stiff for me. It's too uncomfortable,
right.
So I think it's very, very useful. All right, I know people listening are probably thinking, hey, man, that's kind of interesting. How can I get a copy of the book? How can they get a copy of your book if someone wants to get a copy of it?
They could go to my website, and that's www.competitive-excellence.com. So if they just Google that or they Google Stu Schlachman, it'll come to my website, and you can order the book on my website. They also have it on Amazon.com. So that's
Amazon.com, that's easier, Stu, than trying to go to... Hyphen competitive. Yeah, it's Amazon.com. Yeah, go to Amazon.com.
go to Amazon, Google Stu Schlachman as the author of Four People You Should Know. And then the test is in the book, so it gives you your personality spectrum, we call it, of all four scores on all four colors. And then the rest of the book tells you how to apply it to team building.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com, and use promo code radio, or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
It's almost like a layup with Ben Roethlisberger. The Steelers quarterback suspended for 6 games. Why? He violated the NFL's personal conduct policy. Here's a quote from the commish, Roger Goodell. It's just like politics, folks. In your 6 years in the NFL, you have thrilled, and now disappointed a great many people. I urge you to take full advantage of this opportunity to get your life and career back on track. Roethlisberger is barred from attending any Steelers off-season deal, anything, after Wednesday until he completes what they call the evaluation. He can participate in training camp and preseason games as long as he's cleared by the evaluators and Goodell. He is the first player suspended by this commissioner under the conduct policy who hasn't been arrested or charged with a crime. Oh, that's comforting, isn't it? Because he just got out of one. This is what happened. It was a case involving a 20-year-old college student who accused him of sexually assaulting her in a Georgia nightclub in March. So we bought her the booze, the whole thing, but the prosecutors decided not to charge him in this case. And there have been a few different things that now have happened with Big Ben that have raised some some eyebrows, let's say, so that's why he makes it into our bad boys file. If you are a sports fan or a football fan, I know so many of you do the nail the score thing with us. That's why I thought it was worth mentioning Ben. Here's what Chris Mortensen from ESPN had to say earlier in the day. I happened to catch it.
Yeah, but at the same time, I think the one thing that the commissioner is doing is he's saying, hey, listen, I don't care what anyone else is thinking. I mean, this is not a democracy. I believe the NFL is not a democracy. I think Roger Goodell has basically, and unlike all the other commissioners, unlike Paul Tagliabue, he has basically stepped up. And we didn't have these problems like you said earlier, Michelle, we didn't have these problems 5 years ago, these major problems that we're having now with big-time athletes. I think the one thing that Roger Goodell understands is the NFL is a brand, and he's going to protect that brand in any possible way that he can. And I think the one thing he's going to do, again, he's going to be that guy to enforce everything that goes on. I don't think it's up to everyone else. It's up to Roger Goodell.
All right, so that's, again, one of the takes on, and it's that wasn't Chris Mortensen, but that was a former player, and that's how a lot of the players feel, a lot of them that are commentators, in reacting to Roethlisberger being suspended for 6 games. So everybody who was involved in sports radio or in ESPN or Fox or whatever, they all had something to say about his violation, because only 16, there have been, I guess, 16 players suspended under this policy by Goodell since he took office in 2006. And if you go through the list, it really reads like, you know, a rap sheet for weapons violations and felony assault and street fight and all kinds of stuff. Dante Stallworth, DUI, vehicular homicide, remember that? And, of course, that was 16 games. And there was Michael Vick with the dog fighting. So the teammates don't doubt that he's going to be back, even though this is a big suspension, or even if there's this animosity that is there that might hurt the Steelers fan base because they're disgusted with his behavior. But he's going to be back unless there's somebody who's going to pony up some incredible deal that the Steelers just can't turn their back on, but I doubt it. Sitting out all 6 games will cost Roethlisberger about $2.8 million of his $102 million deal. The penalty could end up being shortened. This is more and more like a prison sentence, isn't it? Could be shortened to 4 games for good behavior. How about that? All right, so that's our, again, this is our bad boy for the week, certainly. And everybody's sounding off on this. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. Shoot me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Coming up in our next segment, a for your health. I saw something in the USA Today about women, or really teenage girls, and drinking, and if they were drinking a lot, ultimately that they're saying now that could lead to breast cancer, breast problems. I'm like, wow. But you think of all those people that really, really let loose on those college campuses, and even, let's face it, at some of the parties back in the day, and now you wonder, in tracing it back, you know, what could that possibly have done to their health? So in this age of trying to prevent problems, I think it's timely that we speak to a doctor about it. It caught my eye when I just happened to catch it. So we're going to catch up with Dr. Richard Salter in a few minutes here on the show. Before we do that, though, I opened up talking about immigration and the fact that Congress flipped the coin. Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid basically threw a coin up in the air and said, which will be better for us? I think we have a better chance to pass immigration reform. So let's go with this, because the climate bill, I don't think so. So immigration first. They didn't say that they could pass climate change, but they know that they might have less of a, you know, more of a chance with immigration. The immigration debate is going to dominate, trust me, for months, the Senate, whether or not it comes to a final vote, whether or not that happens. And the idea, the main broad strokes of this whole thing, because if we wind back the clock a couple of years, is to toughen the border, the security, update the process for admitting temporary workers while providing a path for citizenship. You love that? A path for citizenship for the people who are in the United States illegally. And this isn't racist, but most of them happen to be Hispanic. Most of them are are Hispanic. Even the people that are putting this legislation together know that. But this is why some are treading lightly, because it depends on how their constituency feels about the problem. There are many people in this country who are here illegally from different lands, not just Mexico and not just Latin America, certainly. In fact, the one that scares me the most is the fact that it's so porous getting out of Mexico into Arizona or into New Mexico, is the fact that who knows how many would-be terrorists get through that way. If that's the route I was going to take, if I was trying to get into the country, I honestly, that's probably how I would try to do it. So you had thousands, tens of thousands of people who rallied last month, if you remember, in D.C. demanding immigration reform. And climate control legislation is trying to bring us into a ridiculous, I say ridiculous because you really talk to people about the emissions and the so-called greenhouse gases that are blamed for global warming, and it doesn't amount to the amounts that are being talked about. So I think, honestly, the immigration and climate control are big time long shots. I don't think either one of them pass. Look, we're almost in May. You saw what happened with healthcare reform and how ugly and heated that got. Imagine immigration and now through the Senate, the same thing with climate control, but immigration, like I said, is not going to be a layup, and particularly when you have the midterm elections. So it could rev up some of the Democratic base, though. And then also in the opposition, people that normally in territories where they'd be opposed to it, it would help the Republican. It just depends on where the votes lie. And there are Hispanic groups that are really pushing for some kind of immigration reform. There are groups that think, give us the pathway, the so-called pathway to citizenship. And then there are people who killed themselves getting into this country, waited in line, did what they had to do, killed themselves to get here. Talk to some of the Cuban people in southern Florida and ask them how they feel about being stamped in a group of Hispanic people who are up in arms over the immigration law that kicked into effect in Arizona. And because of what they've gone through, they'll tell you, I think anybody should try to get a ticket to America. They should try to come here. They should try to work their way through it, but they should have to wait in line and do what the rest of us have had to do. That's why I think that so many of the Cubans are Republicans in Florida because of that, because of how they came in. Anyway, Hispanics were certainly key to the president winning, let's say, like Nevada in 2008 in the presidential election, and probably will determine if Reid gets another term in the Senate in November, and he's in trouble. So this could help him. This could help him if he's at the forefront of it, and I'm sure that's kind of the deal here, because it's dicey as to whether or not he's going to get a fifth, six-year term in the Senate. If I were in Nevada, I would not vote for this guy, because every time you turn around, there's something slimy about whatever he's done, like the Wall Street deal. He answered questions about it. We'll let you hear that later. But he was pretty vague about it. If he had come out in the front and said, when he was attacking Republicans for this, he could have said, yeah, I certainly have gotten money from Wall Street, of course, whatever, right from the get-go. But he tried to skirt around it and realize there's too much information out there. And we've seen this a couple of times with Reid. To me, that's why if I were in Nevada and some of the things that he's voted for, I wouldn't vote his way. So this is going to get real heated. And I believe it goes all the way through the end of the year. And the same thing, if they even try to catch up with climate control, that's not going to come up anytime soon. That's where it's all going to finish. And then, of course, you have financial reform. And one day you hear, geez, we're a little bit closer. We're going to try to compromise on this. And then the next day you hear, we couldn't be further apart. Mm. Stay with us. More to come here on ATN.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Researchedherbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. researchedherbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
America Tonight. So many of you guys out there have called and written me notes when you've had your wives, your daughters struggling with the sad, sad diseases that can affect them, like breast cancer. Many of us just did the Komen walk or run. Some cities it's coming up. Well, shocking news now. Some research has been published online in the Journal of Pediatrics, and it found that girls who drank the most alcohol when they were teenagers, maybe they were daily drinkers or whatever, a couple of times a week, heavily, it did a lot of damage, obviously, and they're more likely to develop benign breast disease as young adults than their peers who never drank or drank less than once a week. So what a great time to have somebody on the show to talk about that. Dr. Richard Salter joins us now from Forest Park Medical Center in Dallas, and he's a gynecologist. Doc, you know, I know you have to always, when you look at research, and you're a doctor, you know this, there's so many medical journals and online things and whatnot, you always have to look at it, I guess, with a critical eye. But I think that's stunning, shocking news. What do you make of that?
Well, I tell you, I looked over all the information, and while there are some positive trends toward that, it by no means is a conclusive evidence that the heavy drinking does lead to the disease. There's so many different types of breast disease, and you can get into the different stages, whether it be proliferative or non-proliferative disease, and that is more of an indicator of future possibilities of cancer than just, you know, the average drinking age amount leading to that.
So in saying that, It doesn't necessarily mean that teenagers who drink alcohol, well, I guess that they do run the risk, or they could increase their breast cancer risk, right? Is that right?
Oh, without a doubt, yes. Yes, there's no doubt. It's just, again, it's not just conclusive evidence, but there are trends, and it definitely is something that needs to be further evaluated.
So what would you say if you're the father of, and a lot of people listening, because, you know, we're across the nation, a lot of people listening have daughters that are teenagers or granddaughters that are teenagers. What would you tell them? I mean, I think it warrants a conversation kind of with a daughter or a granddaughter.
Oh, without a doubt it does. I mean, not only breast disease, but also the excessive drinking can lead to much, you know, many other things. So definitely need to start talking with our daughters about this, about all the problems that excessive amounts of drinking can cause, not just with breast health, but all the other health and socioeconomic problems that it can lead to.
Yeah, they did this big story in the USA Today about it. Part of it is what I was talking about in Pediatrics, the journal, what they found. And there were some other things that they mentioned, too. The whole idea being we want to do everything we can to prevent breast cancer, and the horror that is. My grandmother died of breast cancer, and she was just 49 years old, and everybody was stunned, and she wasn't a big drinker. But there are other factors and other things. You know, you're a doctor that lead to that. What can we do? Are there any things that we can do to kind of give ourselves a fighting chance?
Sure. Probably one of the biggest corollaries we've seen is the dietary fat intake over the lifespan definitely will increase risk of having breast cancer later in life. So eating a good, healthy diet will decrease your risk of getting breast cancer. Also, morbid obesity is a strong, strong risk factor for developing breast cancer. So keeping your weight down, getting, you know, moderate amounts of exercise will also decrease your risk of getting breast cancer.
Are we seeing, you know, because you deal with girls and women, are you seeing in your practice, are you seeing an increase in the amount of women that you treat that have some kind of breast problem, or are you seeing that it's decreasing? Are people getting the message?
No, I really haven't seen an increase or a decrease in the benign problems. I've actually seen a decrease in the amount of people developing cancer because of the screening methods that we now have. Recently they came out saying, oh, we may recommend pushing mammograms back to every 2 to 3 years, and I strongly disagree with that. I think it needs to continue to be a yearly exam for women over 40. And if you have a family history of breast cancer, it probably needs to be started even earlier than that.
Yeah, so you would say that's good. That means that the messages are getting out, the runs, the things
yes.
that I mentioned that many of us are doing, the people being more aware, talking openly about it. Because I guess, and for my grandmother, because I was a little girl when this happened, it used to be that people just didn't talk about it. Now there's more conversations, and that's probably good too, right?
Oh, yeah, awareness is always going to help out. And, you know, we have a lot of women that will come in that are doing more self-breast exams and will feel a lump or something like that. And 99 times out of 100, it's benign. You know, but the one time that you do catch something early like that and it makes a difference in the treatment and the morbidity and mortality, then, you know, that one person has saved your life, basically. So all this awareness that we're having is generating, you know, more women asking questions and taking proactive approaches to their health care, which is going to lead to earlier detection and save lives, you know, no telling how many.
All right, great advice. Be proactive, be aware, and don't be afraid, guys, to have those conversations with your wives, your daughters, et cetera, because, boy, that's what we want. We want to survive and thrive, not the other thing where you go and you get the bleak news. Doc, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Not a problem. Have a nice evening.
You too. All right. So again, very interesting. Interesting in the sense that, you know, there's so many things you can link. It's like that song. I can't think of who it was. Maybe Joe Jackson. Everything gives you cancer. And every time you turn around, there's contradicting medical theories sometimes, and there's contradicting information on things like coffee and red wine and whatnot. But now, when you're talking about teenage girls and drinking too much, and that could really lead to problems down the line, I think that's a whole different story. Scary, scary stuff. And like I said, I happened to catch this article in the USA Today a couple of days ago, and the gist of it was that frequent alcohol consumption by teenagers increases, might increase the chances that they're going to develop non-cancerous breast disease in their 20s and possibly breast cancer later in a life. And that's something, of course, I know many of you guys out there, like I keep saying, that would want to prevent. Trust me, when I go to these walks, you'll just see these fabulous, big, masculine kind of guys in the crowd, and they'll be walking, and you'll see something on their back in memory of my wife, and it just gets me every single time. I mean, I just well up when I see these big teddy bears walking around, knowing that, hey, that's what happened to their partner. So anything we can do to save a few lives, right? Let's go to Sam in Montreal. We're going to give him the last word this hour on America Tonight. Hello, Sam.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Doing okay. She went for a mammogram in December, and touch wood, everything's okay because there's no history, but still.
You never know.
Yeah,
it's
you never
rough.
Know.
Yeah.
You know, and,
You know what? That's like men and prostate cancer, because when athletes started to come up with prostate cancer, then a lot of guys, because men don't like to go to doctors, they statistically say it's worse than women. Like
right.
Joe Torre, he just, as soon as that happened to him, he was like, hey, I'll talk with Abandon about this and what it's like. And
right.
And he did a lot for people going, for guys going to get checked.
For sure. Or,
yeah.
Or excuse me, the late, or Betty Ford. She was the first. She was the, but still, she still came out about breast cancer. It didn't come, what I can remember, I was 15 at the time. It was like, okay, she came out, but it wasn't totally out, but then,
years later, it started, there was more concern over it, yeah.
Right. Now, I apologize for being blunt. Are you, since your grandmother had it, are you worried about getting it?
I just, like everybody else, I just go get checkups. No, I don't worry about, like, I'm not a person who is constantly looking ahead and trying to forecast, oh my gosh, oh, this could happen to me, because I could fall in a pothole, Sam,
right.
when I'm running and I can't
right.
see. Whoops, I can't see. Boom, I'm in the pothole and that's it.
Right.
But no. I mean, I'm being facetious, but no, I don't worry about it. You just go, and the key is what he said, is that you don't ignore doctor's appointments. Cause I mean, hey,
right.
all of us, I guarantee there's guys getting off of the work now. You guys know what I'm talking about. You never go to the doctor. It's like going to the dentist until their teeth fall out. And it's the same thing. So the key is you got to go and get a yearly exam. You should get a physical anyway.
Yeah, but unfortunately here in Quebec, it's,
tough to get in.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. See, now there's, Sam, we got to let you slide. There's the reason what Sam just said there. There was the reason that there was so much of a protest and uproar over changing our healthcare system, because when there were people that were comparing it to Canada, Sam and Al and other people called in and said, hey, listen, you're going to have to wait in line. You're going to be lucky to get an appointment, and you're going to have to book it way ahead of time. Not like what we're used to, where maybe you have to wait a couple of days, but I bet you can get in to see your doctor at least within a month. But they can't always do that in Canada. Have any thoughts about the show? Flip them to me at americatonight.net.
Man, that's cold.